Prophet Muhammad returned to Mecca when he was 4 years old and lived for 2 years with his mother Amina before they went on a trip to Medina together. But on their way back, a terrible event in the life of Prophet Muhammad occurred when he was only 6 years old. He was already orphaned from his father, but his mother fell sick on their way back. And whilst she was on her camel, she began to sweat and began to feel so much pain. The reports make it seem like she was having a heart attack at the time, and she fell off the camel onto the ground, moving from side to side. And you can imagine this young boy, young Prophet Muhammad, trying to help her, trying to save her, trying to speak to her, trying to shake her. And she couldn't speak back, and she couldn't do anything. And this young boy was alone, only there with his mother's maid who took care of him. And he watched as his mother died right before his eyes in this area called Abwa, and she was buried there. And he was taken back to Mecca. And you can imagine how much sorrow he has already experienced, this young boy born without a father, 4 years in the nomad lands, traveling in the desert, only 2 years with his mother, to see her die in front of him in a horrific way, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was teaching him from a very young age of sorrow and pain, so that he could have empathy for all people from all walks of life, that no one could have experienced what Rasulullah experienced in terms of pain and sorrow, and also in terms of enlightenment and empathy. Because this prophet, who was supposed to lead this new way of life, had to be a very special prophet with a very special experience. And even many years later, when Rasulullah is 50 years old, that scene never leaves his mind, because as he moves through Abwa and he is with his companions, he stops, he gets off of his horse, and he goes to a piece of land and he sits there and he begins to cry profusely. And his companions ask him, "Ya Rasulullah, what's wrong?" And he says, "My mother's buried here and I miss my mother." And he begins to cry. And then they all begin to cry after they see his tears.